Okay, good morning. This past week's daf and hey in Sefes Erevin. We'll start off with a bit of Mili Dagadta over here. Psichas Aleiv. Ktvei Goda, Moshichas Aleiv, the Gemara says. The Gemara mentioned something which is something that we find in this week's parasha, this past week's parasha. The Gemara says over here on Nun Hayam Beis, the Gemara says a halacha like this. People live in tents. Rashi says, Tzrifin, it's a deer, Shalhutzin Vardova. It's a deer which is made out of reeds and these kind of things. Ve'ene keva. Hilkach afilo yesh habi b'mokim mechuk shim halach meya amo ein cheshuvin liyeis ka'aba amas. Now, as far as being kaveh an ear, it's a din of an ear that the whole entire area is choshku dal amas, and even one person who lives on one side can start counting his tchum from where the other side ends. Let's say I have a whole bunch of people who are living Yoshvi Tzrifin in tents. Over there, there's a lack of a kfiyas. Yeah, there's a lack of a kfiyas, and therefore they're not starved together to make an ear, and therefore the halacha is each person has to come a pesach beisoy. The Gemara asks a question on this. Moser of Chizda, the Pasuk says, "Vayachar al hayad min beis hayishimos." Klai Yisrael camped in this area of Amarabu Bavachono. Lichos lehu asram. I have seen that area of Havetlas Parsi, outplus the Parsi, a very large size, 3 parsois by 3 parsois. V'sanyan, the Raisa says as follows concerning what the Hanhoga, the way they costed themselves when they traveled in the Midbar. Kishay nifnei nifnei lelifnei lelitzidein el lachreim. When a person had to do his shachim, so the place had to be out of the mokum ha'onon. So the Raisa says that they didn't go in front, not on the sides. They went to a place to behind, a place where they already the onan passed by. Now she explains because any place which the onan might go, it's not covered. Therefore, they did that tzrochim in a place behind where the onan the ananim already passed by. And on that, Rashi explains that the Moris Kashi is therefore someone who is living, you know, someone whose tent. The Klai Yisrael, you know, when they traveled, they were Yeshvi Tzrifin. That's how they live. That means that someone who, you know, who was living at the beginning of the camp, you know, in order, you know, he had to be Oisit Shachav, he would go all the way to the back over there, which according to the Gemara that the area was very large. So he was walking. I mean, if he had it measured from his own tent, he was walking out of the tchum. That's what the Gemara means to ask over there. If the halach is yeshvei tzrifim, that it's not mitztarif, all these places to be considered an ear, that you could count, everyone could count the tchum from the outskirts. If that wasn't true, and you have to count from pesach boteim, from where your tent is, so frag the Gemara that so they should have had a problem over there that they're walking out of the tchum. Now the Rishonim explained that in Achnam Tchum is Rabbonon, right? So, you know, Luchar is not a kasha. So the Tfos speaks out in Achnam, but the question more is asking according to the Man Omar that Tchum is the Raisa, that this should also agree with him, or right, we know that the Shittas Yerushalmi and some Rishonim hold that there's the Shir of Yudbei's Mil, which is Gimel Parsois, is the Raisa. But that this question over here obviously is based on the fact that there's a din of tchum min ha-tar. And therefore the more asks the question, that it would seem to be from over there, not like this, it would seem to be that even though they're Yeshvei Tzrifim, they live in tents, but nevertheless, the whole entire area where everyone lived had a din of an ear. Therefore, you can't get chum, and the whole thing is considered like Da'anam. That's why they had no problem walking there. That was the more, that's the more, worst question, because if not, how could they do that? So that more answers, Omale Rovu, Digle Midbar Kamrit. You ask me a question from Digle Midbar, from the camping, the goal in the Midbar, that's not a question. Kivin dechsivu apei Hashem yachnu apei Hashem yisou, k'man dekfil hu domi. Since the Pasuk tells us that apei Hashem yachnu, that the camping was apei Hashem, and the traveling was apei Hashem, as the Pesukim in this past week's Parashim tell us, the number of Pesukim over here describe the traveling, when the Onan would go, then they'd be traveling, wouldn't stop, they know where to stop. Apei Hashem yach, apei Hashem yiso, the Pasuk tells us. So Rava says, being that that's so, that gives it a kfiz. Here's a little explanation. How does that, how do you understand that? Now if the Bnei Chabur remember, when we learn Masechet Shabbos, similar Gemara, similar Gemara uses the same concept to explain something else. You might have Laman Aleph on base. There's a Shita Rabbi Yosi. Concerning the melacha of soiser. Soiser, someone is soiser, dismantle something. Binyan and stira, right? To build something, and soiser means to take something apart. Soiser, we know that it needs soiser amnas livnois, that it has to be something constructive, kipshutai, not a kilkel, right? And therefore, the stira has to be amanas livnois, is that you take something apart in order to rebuild. Rabbi Yosi says over here that it's not sufficient that it says amanas livnois, but you need says amanas livnois bimkoimoi. That you need that when you're taking something apart, your plan is to build, but in that same spot. Whereas if were you to be taking something apart to use the material, let's say, to build in a different spot, then that's not the melacha of soiser. Soiser needs to be amanas livnois, that you're taking it upon not to rebuild, but we're bimkoimad. On that, the Gemara asks, from the Digle Midbar, the Gemara asks, Omle Rabba, Michti kom melachas yafin lhumi mishkan, all the melachas we know, that we learn from the Mishkan, v'hosam sois amnas lidu shalodim kaimehu. And over there, the stira of taking apart the Mishkan when they traveled was amnas shalodim amnas lidu kaimehu. They were traveling, so they weren't going to rebuild it in the same spot that they were originally. So over there, it says amnas lidu shalodim kaimehu. So how could you tell me that the melacha of Sfir needs to be amanas livnos b'mkoyimah to rebuild in the same spot? If you learn from Lech Tamishkan, then over there, the Sfir was amanas shalei amanas livnos b'mkoyimah. It was to rebuild, but in some other spot. They were traveling on, so they took apart the Mishkan here, and wherever they're going to come over there, they're going to set up the Mishkan again. So the Sfir of Tamishkan was amanas livnos in someplace else, not b'mkoyimah, shalei b'mkoyimah. And I think more answers, Omale Shani Hosom. The Chsiv Apei Hashem Yachenu. The Pasuk Apei Hashem Yachenu. It's Kisosa Amnas Livnos B'mkoyimoi Domi. So that's why it has the Chashivos considered Soisa Amnas Livnos B'mkoyimoi, in the same place. Which Vaita needs explanation. What does one have to do with the other?
Maybe you could say that the machna, where it went, those were in front, those were back. So the group still went in the same form. They were in another place, but the form was still the same. Those were in front, those were in back. So even though it was transposed in another place, but those, it was still
okay. Okay.
I don't think just Malacha and the Mishkan is a Malacha is the tzur of the Malacha that was done in the Mishkan, right? So if the Malacha was that they built here and they're supposed to here and built over there, why isn't that the tzur of the Malacha? Why are we forced to say the tzur of the Malacha is this Sosa here and Binyan in the same place? Why are we forced to say that? That's what Gemara is saying. That the Malacha is, I took
the,
down
this,
here.
This is the assumption the Gemara starts with is that you need Amanas Lizim from Kaimai.
But why? Gemara doesn't. I'm saying why is that? Because that's not the tzur of the Malacha.
I don't know. I mean, the more.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's far. Yeah. You have to have the same malacha that you did in the Mishkan. So if that's not far, you can't ask me a kash on the. That was the way it was done. Why would you ask me a kash on it? That's what I'm trying to say.
If the Torah is right that if the Teretz is right that the Kviyas is the Mishkan, so then the Antaka is the Tzur. Right. In other words, let's go to the end. That if we accept the Teretz at the end. So then, Taka, that was the tzur. It is b'mkoma. It's just that by the Mishkan, the makom is considered the same makom.
Okay, that's okay. I mean, that's okay. But again, that's your question, basically.
I'm asking a simple question. That how does that answer? I mean, is magic over here? Peshem Yachin. Okay, so it's in the same place. I mean, it's not the same place. I'm just asking a simple question. Right. What did? How does the Apiyah Shem Yachin answer the question? Right, the one doesn't read. Right, what does that do? Apiyah Shem Yachin. Okay, so now it's in the same place. Okay, Vayta Gigangin. Why? How does it become the same place? Right, that's the simple question.
You should be
asking something else. What are you asking?
No, I'm asking the same question basically.
Okay.
How does it work? I mean.
Okay, fine. So we're asking the same question.
Yeah, how does it work?
Okay, fine. Okay, so that's what we want to know. So there's a famous explanation that the Bali Musar explained what in general the Apiyah Shem Yachno means, and therefore in relevance to this Gemara, what it means. And they explain it with a marshal as follows. They say, were a mother to be traveling, let's say, from the United States to Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov, she's traveling with a child, a young child, right, a few weeks old. She carries the child in her hand. She goes, sits down on her seat. Plane takes off. 12 hours later, she arrives in Tel Aviv airport. So, the mother definitely traveled from the United States, U.S. to Tel Aviv. But if you want to know the child itself, the child started out in the mother's hands, and it is right in the mother's hands. As far as the child is concerned, its place, nothing changed. Right? That's where it is. Charles is he doesn't know about anything else. Right? He's in his mother's hands. He didn't go anywhere. Right? So that's what the traveling of Klai Yisrael, Pei Shem Yach and Pei Shem Yisrael, that's what it was. Lechtech Achra B'Midbar, the Mephoshim is saying, that means that the Halich HaMidbar was Achra, with the Rebbeinu Shleilim. That's where we were. Klai Yisrael was sitting in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shleilim. That's what was going on. So if that's so, what was their address? Their address was by the Rebbeinu Shleilim. That's what it was. So, you know, Midbar Poron, Midbar Sinai, that's not where they were. Right? Their Mokim, where they were, was by the Rebbeinu Shleilim. So therefore, let's say, as far as the Gemara and Shabbos over here, we just asked, right? It was Soysam Asim Limitsim Koyim, right? In the same place. But what's my place? By the Rebbeinu Shleilim. That's what it is. Apiyah Shem Yach, Apiyah Shem Yisoh, that's what it means. That's where they were. They were in the hands, like the child who's in the hands of his mother. Right? We didn't go anywhere. Could be, you know, the scenery around changed, but as far as what's my address? My address is in the Badr Rebbeinu Shalom. And that's also the explanation of our Gemara over here, that as far as Yoshvei Tzrifin, Klal Yisrael were traveling, they were different than other Yoshvei Tzrifim, right? Because they had like Mora says, they had a kfiz. What was their kfiz? The kfiz was by the Rebbeinu Shleilim. That's where they were. And that's true. That's, you know, if you look in the psukim over here, the psukim is saying, relating the place where they were was they fouled the Mishkan. That was how they explained, right? That was the mokum hamishkum mokum ha'onon, and that's where Klal Yisrael was. Smell, they didn't go anywhere as far as that's concerned. Right? That was the chashivas.
Question of the morning, just a practical question. This is they had to go through Parsis to use to go mm-hmm. to the restroom. Doesn't seem very practical that all Klal Yisrael would have to do that at all times during every day. How did it work? L'maisa, how did it work? Everyone had traveled 12 miles, had three Parsis?
No, I mean that's only if you lived, you know, all in the front. But you know, people who lived further back had less.
There's still a long way.
Less space to walk.
So huge, long. Still a long way.
How much is three Parsis?
So I mean, I guess you had to arrange your day, you know, in such a way that you know. I mean, the truth is that they didn't always have bathrooms that we have today, you know, right? I mean, it was not too far back. It was like that, you know. You had to, in times when you want to talk about that, right? It wasn't in the house, you know. You had to go out, right? Well, okay, I'm saying, but the concept of making your arrangements that existed not too long ago.
It needs a beer. I hear the Gemara, but I don't. For 3 million people to do that on a daily basis would be a very large task.
Okay, that's a practical question, technical question. I don't know what the answer. It doesn't change the Gemara.
I was bothered by this because I couldn't find the Medrash. But yeah. Don't we say that the Ochle Man, that the Man absorbed into the system, they didn't need to use the bathroom?
So you're right. So that was the Man. But the truth of the Pesukim itself talk about such a thing. Rabbi Yosef Tilcha Azenecha. I mean, the Pesukim don't know, because they bought things from Tagorim and things, you know, around them, and for those things that they need to use the facilities. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Okay, Lumazen. Let's see the Ikar Sugi now. Okay. The Sugi that we're learning, the Parakeets at Ma'abrin. So we'll see. This is the first thing that we have to. The Gemara deals with over here. These first sugyas over here is setting up the tchum ha'ir. Right? We know that this concept of an ear, and the ear is kedal ramis, and only after the confines of the city itself are established, the perimeter of the ear, then we start counting the alpayim amu. So how do you establish the perimeter of the ear itself? So let's see the Gemara by us. Nun hei omen alf. By the two dots, ton rabon. Keitzan ma'abrin es ha'or. Ma'abrin, like we saw, loshen isha ubra, we're adding on a piece to the city. That's the halacha over here, that we could sort of square off the city, and by that way, in certain instances, we're actually adding on to the city itself. The mission, the Rashi says like that: Aruka k'moyshehi. Aruka, which simply means, you know, it's long. K'moyshehi, as it is. And I think more explains what the chiddush over here is. Right? Obviously, you don't cut it down, right? Agula, if the city is rounded, oisin lo zovios, you make for it corners. Like if you've seen this in this picture that Rashi brings, if you have a rounded city, so we don't say that, you know, the chayma, the wall of the city, you know, is around. We don't say so from each spot exactly from the chayma, that's where you count the two down names. But oisin lo zovios, that we square it off. And after it's squared off, I mean, basically what we're doing is that, you know, in the circle itself, in the middle of the circle, that line, right, which reaches over there, we're just making parallel lines on the side, right, because in the circle, it gets smaller on the end. So we make it into a square. The Gemara, actually, on Daf Nun Vov, tells us that in this situation, how do you set up the square? And any way you want. So the Brayse actually says that it's supposed to be set up the ribua ha'olam according to the directions of the world. And you have to set up, you know, soften, connected, soften. It should be a square like that. Actually, the Shaiva Tshuva brings over here from Noid Behuda that din of bim rabeh bribu ha'olam is lechatchila. He says, however, if let's say, you know, they set out, you know, the people set out and they set up the city and they didn't know this halacha, so they just, you know, squared it off, and it wasn't like that. So he says, im kfar tzien haribua shaloy l'ribua ha'olam, they set it up and it didn't actually match the ribua ha'olam, v'skimu b'nei he'ir l'zeh, and the b'nei he'ir, you know, they agreed to that way it was set up. Shuv b'nei ha'ir, So the Bnei Yair from then on have to go with this the way it was set up. And a singular person can't say, you know, this really wasn't the right way it's supposed to be done. For my convenience, you know, and I would like to go the way it really should be set up. You can't. Unless everyone else agrees to reset up the tchum. So you see this halacha that apparently is only lechatchila, it's not ma'akev. But on the other hand, that lechatchila is a din of ribu ha'olam. We'll see in our brayse. I just mentioned this now because the Gemara later on talks about concerning other dimensions.
What does it mean here that he didn't make the square exactly north, south?
Right.
Like this, he
right.
made it a little bit tilted?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
yeah, right. Uh-huh. Right. That's what we're dealing with. Now, you're supposed to, you know, uh-huh. north, south, exactly. Right? That's when you're coming.
And it is what? If everyone agrees to make it not according to Olam.
It doesn't sound like that it, with agreement, so the Chathili could set it up different like that. It sounds like that if it was originally set up like that,
differently, yeah.
And everyone agreed to, you know, to keep it like that, right?
That
right, but I don't think it doesn't sound like that. And if everyone agrees for our convenience, let's lechatchila set it up differently. Right. Doesn't sound like you could do that.
Yeah. Stomach, there was a mountain or a hill or something that did it a little different. Could be.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see based on, you know, as things come in, that, you know, how these things affect setting it up. So let's see. The branch goes on further. Rubas. Ein oisin lo zavius. If the city itself, the wall is taka square, ein oisin lo zavius. You don't make corners. Meaning to say, you know, don't square it off. Don't square it off the other way. That means to say, even if the square is not beribua ha'olam. Right. So one might think that maybe in such a case, you know, I should square it off beribua ha'olam. That way, you know, it will be adding our piece. That's the halacha of this brayso. Hoyser rechav mitzad echav tzor mitzad achem. Would the city to be such that on one side it's wider than the other? Rayon oisei ki hilu shavim. Then we view it as if it's all equal. Let's see the picture over here. The second picture in the Rashi. And we even it out. And we make the tzad ha-kotzer equal to the tzad ha-oruch. The price goes further. You have protrusions, one or two houses. These protrusions we set up on a line, a straight line, connected these protrusions, and therefore we add on to the city according to that. We can't. After all these extensions, that's where we count alpaim amo, and this entire area is needed in kedal amos. Hoisa suik min keshes. Let's say the city was made like a keshes. Keshes is a half a circle. Right, that's how the wall of the city was set up in such a way like this. like bin gam, or it was like a gam. This is a it's a letter, right? Right. So it's like an L shaped kind of thing, right? It's like a chof. It's an L shaped thing. Is Reina say ki'ilu hi meleya batim mechatzeres? We view it as if it's full. And we'll count after that the alpayim amos. Now, in the case of the keshes, if you look in the picture over here in the Rashi, in the case of the keshes, this is the first case where you have this half a circle. So, you know, we'll put a line across over there by the feet, and we'll view it as if this empty space over here was full with batim mechatzeres, part of the city itself, and therefore someone who's walking, even though he's walking through this empty space over there, it's considered part of the year, and it's not going to take up more than Dal Ramas, and he'll first start counting the Apayim Amah from the bottom over here. Now, Kimin Gam, what's the aloha of Kimin Gam? So it's interesting that some Mephoshim seem to have understood, not like we have in the Rashi, but and therefore the aloha is you'd make a diagonal line from one side to the next, and that's really all you have. However, Rashi and other Yishonim say like this, that what you're doing is actually making it into a square. So you're adding on really, you know, two lines to the thing to make it an equal square. And again, even though this place, this area is totally ponied, it's empty, but it's considered part of the city itself. Lomazen, the Gemara now explains.
Is it necessary to say that we're filling it with batim? Why didn't we have halacha before? Where if it's just like a pagam, and we measure it from the pagam, why do we have to say we view it as though it's batim? And pick it up with the pagam.
That's a good question. That's a good question. And the answer might have to do with something that we'll see in the sugya that's coming up. All right, so maybe we'll see it a little bit. Maybe I'll give you a little direction to possibly explain if it's different, why it might be different. Let's see. Omar Mar is always, the Gemara is coming back to explain a braisa, right? To go explain each part of the braisa. So we learned before in the braisa, Aruka Kamashihi, Fekmar Pshita. That's poshut. I mean, what would you think? If it's long, you leave it as it is. What we're referring to over here is that it's a rectangle. Yeah. Right, it's not an equal square, right? It's longer than it is wide. Mahu the same elitin lay pusyo keuku kamash malon. That I would think that if it's in a rectangle shape, so maybe over here there's a din to give it to square it off, and therefore you could add on a piece to make that it's all sides are equal. Kamash malon. That's what it means. Aruka kamashihi. You leave it as is. That since it already has its corners over there, to make it into an equal square, that we don't have it in to do that. So we saw before. If it's square, the Rashi says that you're not merabe, why would I think you are? We're talking about that the way the city is set up is not according to the ribua ha'olam, mal the same l'rabe ribua ha'olam kamash malon. And this is why we wanted to show you that Gemara on Unvov, that there definitely is in Halacha a time that you are Merabeik Kribu Ha'ilam, meaning something which needs to be squared off, a circle or whatever it is, which has been, then the proper way to square it off, like we say over there, is Takab Ribu Ha'ilam. this branch is coming to say that don't think that the din ribuah always must be kiribuha olam. Therefore, if the city is set up in a square, but it's not kiribuha olam, then we have armor abe kamash malon. Right, so that's what this Brayis is coming to say. That the only time that we're merabeh something in Ribu HaOlam is something which needs to be squared off. Definitely needs to be because it does, because it's not squared, it's round, for example. Then that's where the din of Ribu HaOlam comes in. Something which is already square, the fact that it's not Ribu HaOlam doesn't tell us to square it off now, Ribu HaOlam. The Brayis talks about one or two batim which protrude. And that the Gemara asks, "Hash the Brayis Echad Amrit Shnei Batim Miboi? Why is the Brayis necessary to speak out one or two? Right? Definitely, if one is enough to extend it, so definitely if you have two on this same side, definitely is all the more of a reason to extend it. Why is the Brayis speaking one or two? Letzurichem Shtei Ruches." And for the Gemara, that when it says two, it's not on the same side. It's on two, on a different side. And that the Gemara says, "Mal the same amruch achas amim shteluches leamrin." The chiddush over here is that I might have thought that you can only add an addition on one side. One side, that's where you could do that. But you know, if you have one on this side and one on that side, so you're going to add an addition on two sides, more than one side, maybe you can't do that, kamash malon. That's what it means, oy shnei batim. Shnei batim means, even if it's on two different sides, so we'll make the addition here and over there. Okay, now let's see, this is the main one that we want to focus on. Hoy sasuk min kashas eik min gam. Roy noistakil himalaya batim v'chad feiris. Umoydim imenu lalon al payim amu. This is what the Braise says. Omar Rav Huna, Iras Huasui Ki Keshes, Im Yeish Bein Shnei Roshe Apochus Mabas Alpaim Amo, Moide De Don Lom Nayeser. Rav Huna, he's explaining the din of his Braise. And the Rishonim say that he wasn't really going on the Braise itself, that's why he doesn't speak, you know, with an explanation about Medva Mamurim or Loishonu, right? So he wasn't coming to talk on the Braisa itself, but he's not obviously not coming to argue, he's coming to explain the dinner of the Braisa. And he's coming to tell us like this. This that we said in the Braisa, that Yirasuike Keshes, you have this half circle, therefore we'll draw a line from one leg to the next, and therefore all the space, empty space in between has the dinner of the city itself. And then everyone comes and he tells us that there's conditions over here. Not in all cases. He says, that if you have pochas mehabas alpayim amo, moed lomen ayeser. This, that yeser, refers to this spot on the bottom, right? The open spot on kineged the raglayim over here. That's only if you have from one foot, so the other foot, if you have pochos me'abas alpayim, in other words, that you have less than two full tchumin, so there's some kind of havlo from coming from this side, from the right leg to the left leg, if it's less than abas alpayim, so there's an overlapping of the tchumin, so that's when we have the right to make this whole area into, consider it all as if it's full, and it's all part of the city itself. However, im lav, but if between one leg to the next that we have, there's no havlo over here, it's from 4,000 and above, moed lam nakeshes, then we can't do this, and therefore we'll have to count from the keshes, which refers to the top part where the choyma, the wall of the city is, right, up there. Now Rashi says something over here. Pochos midal alpayim. You see that Rashi over here? Right, it's sort of in the middle when the lines are wide. Pachim dal apayim shetchum roisha ze nivla b'soyach tchum roisha ha'acher. If it's pachim dal amis, so the tchum of each foot, there's some kind of overlapping. Then nasis ir echad. Then we view the entire area as one city. Umoed lo mina yeser, and you could start counting the apayim amis from the yeser. From the bottom of that open area, the roin kiilu himle batim. The miyosa, however, it's more ein mitzav finoisa liyos achas. We can't combine it into one. Umoydan lo mina keshes. You have to count from the keshes. Now Rashi adds something over here. L'chol echad mipesach beisa. Each person from the opening of his house. Now this Loshen Rashi over here is a little hard to understand, because I mean, we're talking about that this city has a wall around it, right? There are many, many houses, and now the question was never that we never thought that you count from Pesach Habayis. The question just is that do you count from exactly where the wall is, right? Or that being that's coming over here, so you could sort of fill it in, and you'll count from further, But Pesach Habayis, that was never. Why? What does Rashi mean when Rashi says that you're counting the Pesach Habayis? So that's a question on this Rashi. What Rashi means? Why is he translating Keshes l'chol echem mipesach beisai? V'chal ha'ir acholok she'en bebatim min hamidahim. So the truth of the matter is that the Ritva over here says that definitely. Rashi didn't mean to say that you actually are counting from the opening of your house. Definitely you're going to count from the wall of the city. Right? He says not only that, but you know, wherever you decide to depart from the city, you're going to count the tchum from there. Mean to say that if someone lives up over here and he walks down, let's say to the bottom of the regel over here, so definitely he could count the 2,000 amos from over here, because it's not any worse than any time you have the city. The question, the Gemara over here, just was that if someone were to walk through, you know, since he's leaving the Keshes, the top spot over here, so he's walking out of the city up in, he's walking into this large open area, that was the question, Gemara. Does that area count in his tchum or not? But definitely, if he's leaving any place of the wall of the city, he's going to count from there, whether he lives there or not. So the Ritva says that definitely Rashi doesn't mean, you know, what it sounds like. I don't know exactly what, you know, how he explains the words of Rashi, but he's very sure that Rashi, you know, doesn't mean any different than this.
Doesn't it mean that typically a person leaves from his house? So the part of the keshes is the full half circle. So typically the place that a person leaves is from Pesach Beisai. That's where you're going to count from. Why would the person go up to the top of the
No, you know, you're right. But the question is like this: there are in the Keshes itself, you know, there are 50 houses, right? So I live on the top of the Keshes, and I'm walking in that direction. I mean, that's the sugi over here. I'm walking into the open spot, so I'm passing by 49 other houses, right? So I'm not counting Mipesa Basie. Right? I'm not going to start counting my tchum until I hit the wall of the city, which is down here. Right? Right?
The wall there, in a case where it's
yeah, so, but that's down over here. I'm saying, but up on top over here, you see in the picture over here where it says ear, you see that spot over there?
Yeah.
So how many houses are
in a lot that of houses, but the mindset, if it's Yosef Medal Alof, where do I start counting from?
I should count from the wall. As soon as you walk out of the wall.
The bottom of the legs?
Not the bottom of the legs, but see over here?
This
is the wall, right? The lines over here, this Chatzi Eagle, this horseshoe over here, this is the wall of the city.
With the little
right?
dots.
No, the little dots, let's say, are the houses, right? This is the wall.
That's inside the wall.
Right? So someone who lives, right, on the top, let's say on the top of the word ear, you see in the Hashi. Someone lives over there, right? He lives over there, and he's walking out this way. That's what we're talking about. He's walking out this way.
He's walking out
to the bottom of
the bottom of the legs.
No, to the center.
He's going down. He's walking from the top.
Down to the bottom. Down to the bottom of the page.
Yeah, right. See, he lives right by the Yud, you see?
Yeah.
And he's walking down. And as he's walking down, he's going to come, he's passing houses, and he's walking and he's getting to the Chayma, right? This is the Chayma. This is a wall on the bottom over there.
But not the line. Not the line.
There's a real wall there?
Yeah. This is the city. This is the tour of the city.
Where there's a double line, it's a
right.
wall.
That's the wall. Double line. Right? And he's walking out of the Chayma for here. Right over there, right. So that's what Yosef was saying. So all this area that he's passing right now definitely is Gedal Ramis. That was never the question of the sugi over here, right?
I thought it was imaginary wall.
Let it be imaginary wall. It doesn't make a difference really. I'm just saying this to bring out the point.
The next shaila is how would you count from the keshes to the eser if there's more than 2,000 Ramis? That's more of that shaila.
Okay.
But this shaila, I understood that the Gemara was saying that if you count from the keshes, you count from the tak from Pesach Beis, you don't count from the bottom imaginary wall because it's open, because there's no habar tchumen.
Yeah. No, so right. I'm saying, but we're asking, what does Pesach Beis mean? My personal house?
Where I'm leaving from? I start counting. We have my personal.
So that's what we're asking. Why is that so? Why am I not counting from five houses down where the city ends?
The city doesn't end. So
it's
a funny city.
No, we know this is a city. This is the tzur of the city. That's not right. Without the din of ma'aber nesair, which allows you to add on a piece, this is the tzur of the city. In fact, it's a funny shape. That's what it is.
Oh, he's saying
no
maybe
there. What?
No,
there.
Maybe it's not considered the end.
The traditional
city has an end. This over here. This
legs.
Doesn't represent an end.
And it's more than 4,000 miles away. But even the
top of the horseshoe has a top and a bottom to it, right? And if you have the horseshoe, right? So forget about the legs, but the top of the horseshoe has the top part of it and the bottom part, right? So if he lives on the top of the top, right, and then walks down to the bottom, he's passing houses along the way, right? So. Right, the horseshoe is not a line. It's a thickness.
How many houses are on it? Yeah. Right. So it's five houses.
Okay, but that represents the city. But the center part of the houses, the shiloh, is that part of the city or not? No,
where there's no houses, you don't count. But where there are houses, you shouldn't start counting from your house. You should start counting from the last house on the top of the horseshoe.
The bottom
house of the top of the horseshoe.
But if I walk in the center where there's no houses,
then you're already in the
right.
No, but Rashi's right. saying from your house.
Talking about when you leave your house, you don't walk by the houses. You walk by the center, the open field. Open field. What is this? Is this part of the city? Not part of the city. And therefore, Rashi says that you count from the top of the place. You start counting 2,000 miles.
Oh. Well, how did you walk past the houses which are below you?
You didn't walk in the street where the houses are lined up. You walked to the center of the horseshoe.
There's a field in the center.
There's not water.
Right.
So you walk through the center of the horseshoe, and because it's not Malaya Batin, so you start counting. Then Amidu, that starts counting 2,000 miles, just like the next Gemara says.
I guess we're not understanding the same over here. We'll have to discuss this afterwards. Okay, let's see if we could get to the cap line over here. Okay, Akoponim. like we're saying from the floor, talking on this Rashi itself, he says that definitely you have the entire city as it is without the open space, right? The sugi is to add on the open space. But even if you're not going to add on the open space, definitely as long as you're walking, you're leaving from a spot in the city, definitely you'll count from there. Okay, so this is the first condition that the Gemara tells us that the only time that you could combine the entire area is only if there's a hafloas tchumen, there's some kind of connection between the two feet. That there's a hafloa and a tchumen means it's less than 4,000 amas. Then we could do that. But if it's more than that, you don't have the hafloa, then you can't do this, and that's the halacha that you're moiden min hakeshes. Now, Mephoshim speak out that as far as, let's say if it's also Kimin Gam, right, this other case also, it also applies this same halacha, that in order to make this addition over here, you also have to have the connection. It has to be Pochas Midal Hamama, and this Mephoshim explained that if the alachshon, if the diagonal from the two areas over here is within 4,000 amas, so then we could add on this piece that we saw in Rashi to square it off. That's how it will present itself over here, in that case. Now, there's noch a point over here which is mentioned in the Rishayim, it's brought l'halacha, that even if it were to be that there is 4,000 amas from between the raglayim, so therefore you can't just draw that line on the bottom and everything to fill in. But they discuss that, like in a situation of a keshis, that some place further up it gets narrower. So then you have at some place a little higher point on the raglayim, it is going to be less than the alapayim amas, or definitely kimin gam, right? You know, as you go on further up, right? So the Rishonim say, some Rishonim hold that therefore you'll be able to count to fill up at least till that area. So when the Gemara says, "Oh, here you need the Dal Alpayim," doesn't mean that if on the bottom, if it's not Dal Alpayim, Rishonim, you can't do this anymore, right? It means that from the point, which is more than all, you can't relate it, but at that point further up, when it becomes less within the Dal Alpayim, then you could do that. Mr. Ramal brings Hagov Yeshem in a mokum shiniskatz shom hakeshes. Shem boy dal alpayim amo. Some say, and that's this the shita that the Ramal brings over here, that when we say that if on between the two raglayim there's dal alpayim, ein moed min hakeshes, that's losh nagimora, he brings this Yeshem that the halacha is that really actually from that the place where it gets narrow within the Dal Alpayim Amos, then you could fill up the whole area till that spot, and then you'll count the 2,000 amas from over there. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
In the case of the keshes, that's the only, let's say it's less than Alpayim Amos on Arba Arba Salafim Amma.
Okay.
So the whole area in between inside would be considered
right.
Kodesh. Why is this the only case that they don't talk about making a ribua on the top also?
Okay, so truth, you're making a good point. The Rishonim Taka mentioned that's partial. That's not even discussion. Uh-huh. Definitely on top, right? Regardless, Lubim Rabeya, not different than any other circle. Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah, this is the half circle.
Okay, right.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes,
right? That definitely will be, right?
For the square on top.
Right, right. That's not even the discussion in the Gemara, right? That's posh. Nechnami, right.
I always ask posh.
Mm-hmm. No, you're saying good. They speak it out. They make a point of it. Could be even over here. Yeah. Like opponent. Now, let's see over here. I want to skip down to the Gemara and Omer Beis over here, since we're running out of time. And the truth of the matter is that in the halacha, you know, this middle piece is could be left out to get to the halacha over here. The Gemara talks about right this another point over here, another condition over here. The Gemara and Omer Beis says v'kama have ben yes v'keshes.
Where is it?
See where it is? It's like around 8 lines down or so. Last word on the line, V'kama.
Yeah.
V'kama have ben yes l'keshes. Till now we were discussing that how much space you have between the 2 feet, to raglayim, mm-hmm. of the keshes. Now we're talking about ben yes l'keshes from the top of the horseshoe right to that bottom area where the two legs reach. And that Gemara says that the machlekes in the Gemara, Rabbo bar Rav Huna Omar alpayim amo, that you have to have alpayim amo. It has to be within the shear of a tchum, from the top to the bottom. That means you could have gotten there. So then, that's a condition in being able to relate this whole area to be considered an iraqis. The Gemara says that Rovo bray de Rabba Barav Huna Omar, Rovo, his son, Afilo Yoisem Alpaimam. No. That even if it's more than Alpaimam, and I think Morris says, Omrabai Kavasli Rovo bray de Rabba Rav Huna Mistavra, his shita is understandable, more understandable. The Iboy Hodar Osi Derech Batim, he says a sfor over here. Rashi says an explanation. We're not going to go into that right now. Let's just see what comes out over here. Halacha. We paskin that if that area is, even if it's more than 2,000 amos, that means that apparently there's no limitation, right, as far as the top of the keshes to over here. Even if it's more than 2,000 amos, the only condition that we have is that the two legs should be within Dalat HaPayim Amo. Now, it's brought in Rishayim, the Rosh, Magoyes Maminis, see that the Ramo brings this, and they seem to take this out of the Gemara. It's not Mufurish in the Gemara, but they take out of the Gemara that according to this Shita, who holds that if the two legs are within Dalat Alef Mamas, you have the Havlo over here, that's sufficient in order to make it that it's considered like one ir achas, even though from top to bottom it's very, very far, more than 2,000 amas. They say, however, if in a situation that it is within 2,000 from the top to the bottom, then you don't need that it should be within 4,000 amas, because the fact that there's a tchum from top to the bottom, that in itself is enough to relate the whole area to the city, and therefore even if it's more than 4,000 amas, you could do this. Right? The Rosh says this of a note, and then this is what the Ramo, the next piece of the Ramo over here says, B'chol zeh sheyesh ben hakeshes v'yesa yoyisa me'alpayim. This all that we discussed, that you need to have between the 2 feet within 4,000, less than 4,000, is only if you have from the keshes to the yeser more than 2,000 amos. Avol im ein beinehem alpayim, then moedim b'chol ha'ir min ha'yeser. Then you could always, if it's less than 2,000 amos from top to bottom, so that means that someone could walk. That's all within the tchum.
From
the tchum. So then we'll say that the whole city is, that whole area is part of the city. You first count the tchum. After that, and this is the chenir lahokel that the Ramo says that lahalochel we can make it like this. So it comes out according to this that there's one of two conditions is enough to give me this halachal. The halachal that we're talking about is that if you have a city where the way the city is formed, even if there's a wall, it's clearly that the wall, that the city is in such a, it's a chatzi eagle, it's a keshes, and there's a large open space inside, which is not actually part of the city or not. So the Gemara tells us that in halach of ketzad ma'abnes ha'orin, this din that you could add an addition, an annex onto the city and consider all part of the city as far as that it will go into the din of Dalat Amis coming out of the sugyan, which is how the Ramo paskins la halacha, that one of two conditions is enough to do this. Either that the 2 feet are within 4,000 amos of each other, so there's a havlo coming from here, you have a havlo. And if that's so, then it does make a difference to us. The distance from the top to the bottom, even if it's more than 2,000 amas, it's fine. Or a different condition will be enough to help us. Even if it's more than 4,000 amas coming this way, but if from the top till this area over here is within 2,000 amas, then one could come here anyways through a tchum. So that enough will be enough to relate that area to the city itself, and we'll consider the entire area as one ear, and we'll first start counting the Alpayim Amos from the bottom.